He headed straight for Lawyer Lauren's home, located just outside the city.
Lauren!
Jamie kicked in the front door. Entering the house, Jamie crossed the room in great strides, grabbed the lawyer by the shirt collar, and flung him against the wall.
I'm not armed! I never carry a gun!
You're finished. You will leave this city and disappear from public life forever. I don't care how you make your living. You can farm, trap, scout, run a store, do whatever you like, as long as it's not the practice of law. The rating of the law should be in the hands of honorable men. You are not an honorable man.
Maurice will have you killed for this.
Maurice Evans is dead. I just killed him.
Lawrence stood up, a man of better than average size, with good arms and shoulders on him. He lifted his hands and balled them into fists.
I know something about fighting, McAllister.
Good. I was afraid this might be too easy. Now you don't have to worry about anyone recognizing you when you start your new profession. I'm gonna see to it that your own mother won't be able to tell who you are.
Lauren got to his feet and tried to run. Jamie grabbed him by the seat of his tailored breeches and spun him around. He turned loose of the man and the lawyer sailed through a front window and went crashing into the street, rolling ass over elbows in the mud. Lauren got up from his belly down position in the mud and stood swaying. Jamie knocked him down again. Oh! Lauren ran his tongue over where his front teeth used to be.
You sorry son of a bitch.
Lauren struggled to get to his feet. Jamie's huge right fist exploded against his jaw. Jamie reached down and hauled the man to his feet. Eventually, Jamie cooled down and realized the man was unconscious. He looked at the bloody mass that had once been a human face. It was unrecognizable. The nose was flat, the lips pulped. One ear was hanging by a thin bit of skin. Both eyes were swollen shut. And the man's jaw was obviously broken, pushed over to one side. Jamie dragged him over to the side of the wide street and let him drop to the mud on his back.
Nighty night.
Jamie turned and walked back to the man's house. Lauren's office safe was open, and Jamie went through it, finding stack after stack of stocks and certificates and banknotes. Lauren was a rich man, but he wasn't going to be for long. Jamie piled everything in the safe on the floor and tossed a lighted lamp onto the pile. Within seconds, the room was blazing. Jamie went out the back way and circled the road until the blazing house was far behind him.